That was Paul Allen on lead vocals, and my guest, Tyler Conklin. Conk, how did that sound? Now standing here after the victory, 30-17 over the Seattle Seahawks.
I think Paul Allen always sounds good on the mic, so and I know he's always rooting for me, so I appreciate him. And yeah, it's a pretty score. It's good to finally come home and get a win against a team we haven't got a chance to win against in a long time, so it feels really good.
You talk about feeling good. How good does this win feel after two close losses on the road?
It feels great. It feels great to come home and do it in front of our fans. Obviously, they were amazing today with how loud it was in there. And it feels awesome, but I think as a team, like we know how good we can be, and we're excited to just keep kind of stacking because we know it's one win at the end of the day.
You know, talking about pulling for you, there's so many people that were pulling for you. We talked a little bit after Irv Smith Jr. went down, and it was next man up. And you didn't miss a beat because your preparation, talk about that, because when preparation meets opportunity, it's going to equal success.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just the way that kind of my whole career has unfolded. Back to college, being a walk-on, having to work hard to finally get my opportunity, and then, you know, same opportunity here, being behind a pro bowler in Rudy and a heck of a player in Irv. So you never know when the opportunity is going to come, and I think that's just the way my career has been unfolding. So.
7 catches for 70 yards and 1 touchdown. But I want to talk about the blocking. You guys blocked your hind parts off.
Yeah, and the great part about it is it's two games in a row. The offensive line, just the communication we have up front, the chemistry that we're building as a team, and the confidence that we have, you know, in each other up there, I think is really coming together. And I even think we blocked. I mean, since he gave us some unscouted looks, and obviously we had some penalties, but I mean, I have the utmost confidence in, you know, our front right now.
Last couple before we let you go, you talk about penalties. A couple of weeks ago, you had 14. Today, 2 for 20 yards. I asked Mike Zimmer, what changed? He said, I just ran the heck out of him.
Yeah, we did have a couple practices wherever we had a penalty we had to run, and no one wants to do that. And at the end of the day, penalties are just about focus for the most part. So, we've just really been locking in and focusing on it and knowing that we can't have penalties to win games.
You're going to be back here at U.S. Bank Stadium next week. The energy today was incredible. What are your expectations next week?
Quickly, I just want to hit on Coach Kubiak because he called a heck of a game. That's unreal. Obviously, it's his first season. He's doing a great job and called a heck of a game. And I expect this every week in U.S. Bank. Our fans travel well. Our fans are great in home games. We have the best fans in the NFL, so I expect it every week.
Conk, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate you. Thank you.